Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. Today, I have Eric Bone with Meridian Geographics, or MerGeo. Eric, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Benjamin. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, well, if you could just let our listeners know what your role is at MerGeo and how you got started there.
So my role is, I'm the company owner and co-founder, and my main role in the business, I guess, is to both direct kind of what our activities are and also kind of the creative part of conceiving of new events and, you know, and then of course all the business decisions as well are ultimately come through me. So that's my role. In terms of how I got started, that's a long story, but I was involved in orienteering from the time I was in high school. And I kind of decided to try to make a business out of it after some advice from some friends who said, you know, this would be kind of a cool thing to do and you're good at it. And so I started out kind of doing that as a sole proprietor. And then my partner and I incorporated in 2004. And so that was how I got my start.
Okay. So yeah, you mentioned those events that MerGeo puts on. What are those events? Like, can you give us a little overview of MerGeo and those sorts of events that go into the company?
Yeah. So right now we have three main event areas. One is Northwest Trail Runs. That's kind of our biggest business activity. And we put on around 35 to 40 trail running events a year. Some of those in partnership with Seattle Running Club, some of those that we produce on our own. And in addition to those, and kind of closer to where the company came from, we put on Street Scramble Urban Orienteering Races and Northwest Nav Races, which are wilderness-based map and compass races as well.
Okay, so 35, you said, of the Northwest Trail Runs. How many of the Street Scramble and the Northwest Nav Races? What are those numbers looking like?
Recently, we've been doing just a handful of those a year. Like, I mean, I think we have three Nav Races on the schedule for this year, and then we've got it'll probably be around 3 to 4 Street Scramble events as well. In addition to those, we do private events and classes occasionally as well. Again, I got my start teaching navigation to hikers and kids classes and anyone who wanted to learn. And so we still do that, and as well as doing private events, working with groups that want to do, you know, do events or classes.
Well, with the orienteering, I saw on your website that you are an internationally ranked orienteer. What is the process for that? How does somebody get internationally ranked in that?
Well, there are world ranking events, okay, that one has to participate in to get that international ranking. Now, let me say I'm a little bit over the hill. I'm kind of at the tail end of my career. I did get involved pretty early on. I decided I really wanted to, you know, see how good I could get in the sport. And I was named to the team, I think, in 1994, 3 or 4, and have been on the team since then and have competed, I think, in 20 world championships. Definitely, you know, I'm not as fast as I used to be. I mean, it is running and navigation together. So, okay, you know, the running part, now that I'm in my late 40s, is not what it once was. So, but yeah, competing in ranking events is the way to get ranked. And I used to do quite a bit of that. That used to be a real kind of a central priority for me.
Well, I'm sure with the Northwest Nav races, I'm sure that orienteering plays into that. But how does the orienteering play into all of the events that you put on?
So because of my background in maps and really, let me say that maps was not, I'm not someone who I would say, loved maps. You know, that's not kind of how I, what appealed to me about it. What appealed to me about it is really the exploring outdoors and really discovering new places. And the maps were kind of a means to an end, but I did develop a level of expertise with terrain and maps that has served me in mapping out new courses and exploring new venues, and really kind of has tuned my awareness to terrain and to what I appreciate about different natural environments, and helping hopefully introduce other people to that.
So I majored in recreation, took some outdoor recreation courses, took a number of those. So I'm familiar-ish with orienteering. But for those who may not have heard that word before, orienteering, what all goes into that?
So orienteering is a sport of, I mean, the canned definition, it's a sport of map and compass navigation, where the object is to complete a course by visiting checkpoints in order as quickly as possible. The courses range in length, and usually in orienteering, it's not, the courses aren't specified by length, but they're specified by ideal winning time. So sprint races in orienteering are supposed to be 12 to 15 minutes winning time. So they're very short. They'll often take place on like a college campus or an old town center with little alleys and odd-shaped blocks and passageways. You know, a lot of European cities have those kinds of architectures, which are really ideal because it kind of creates a maze. And so you're like maze solving as fast as you can. So those are the shorter events. And then at the longer end, you've got long-distance orienteering races, which are more like an hour and a half to 2 hours. And there's a variety of other formats, but essentially you're following a map, reading the terrain features on the map, and then navigating your way by choosing your own route from one checkpoint to the next. Using the compass is just it's an important tool, but it's really map reading is the focus and understanding the terrain and where you're going.
So in your world competitions that you did, in the competitive orienteering in general that you did, were you focused on those short, the dashes? Did you focus more on the longer ones? Where did you tend to find yourself in those events?
So I'd say my strongest distance is long distance. It has been, at least. I enjoy all the different challenges. I mean, I really like the sprint orienteering, but I'd say that's not what I'm best at. I'm better at the longer distances.
So for the events that you're putting on, the Northwest Trail Run, you have the Northwest Nav Races and the Street Scrambles, are those more the sprint? Are they more of the long form, or is it a combination? You can kind of pick and choose what you want to get into.
Yeah, so those are actually something entirely different, really. Okay. They're more akin to, there's sort of a sister sport of orienteering that's called Roganing, and which started kind of out of bushwalking in Australia. You know, the Roganing purist would consider it a different sport. It's really, to someone who's not indoctrinated into these things, it looks like the same activity. Okay. But it's the main difference is that with the Roganing events, the classical format is 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
So you're actually getting a map of a huge area. You know, it could be, you know, 40 or 50 or more square miles of terrain. And you'll have, say, 50 to 90 checkpoints scattered over that area. And you have to get as many as you can in that 24 hours. So most of my events are like miniature versions of that. And the Street Scramble ones are like miniature versions in an urban environment where you're exploring a neighborhood. And instead of finding an orange and white checkpoint flag, you're finding, you know, a statue or some piece of public, you know, your art or some yard art or, you know, an inscription someone's made somewhere. So just quirky little things that you'd find around the neighborhood. Those are the focus of Street Scramble, but you're still using the map to locate those checkpoints and then finding as many as you can, except instead of 24 hours, you've got 90 minutes or 3 hours usually to do it. With the navigation races that are more in wilderness settings, we occasionally will put on a 24-hour race, but most of the ones we put on are kind of in the 3 to 8 hour range. So it's just kind of like a day out in the forest.
So with all of those races, obviously with the Street Scramble, that's going to be more of the urban setting, doing that in the city. Is that just a Seattle thing, or are you elsewhere in Washington State or the U.S. or even the world?
So Street Scramble is a name that my partner Terry came up with for the activity. So you know, it's just our, it's, I would say the generic name for what we're doing is urban orienteering, and there's lots of different ways of doing urban orienteering, and people have, you know, made their own ways of doing it. But Street Scramble is our name for our event series. We have done our events in the San Francisco Bay Area, where Terry's family's from. She's no longer in the business, but for the first few years when we started, we were doing more events down there. And we've done them in the Seattle area. We've even done them in like Eastern Washington in connection with other events that we were, you know, sort of co-hosting these events with. So, so we've done them in different places, but I would say mostly they've been around the Seattle and Puget Sound area.
All right. Then the outdoor or the more natural area, the trail running, the nav races, is that kind of a similar history with Mergio, that it's kind of along the West Coast? Are you focused more on Washington State now? What do those look like for locations?
Yeah, those are mostly local. I'd say our biggest focus is really just in the, you know, the Seattle and East Side areas. We put on a winter trail series, which is, it's all parks that are just in Seattle and the East Side. We put on a Tuesday night series that's, again, Seattle and East Side parks, so they're close for people to get to on a weeknight. That's our core. We also do put on events in Eastern Washington. We, you know, we have a big relay event in the fall, the Moran Constitutional Relay at Moran State Park on Orcas Island. And, you know, we've gotten as far as, you know, the Spokane area, but pretty much we're mostly west of the mountains, and we're in Washington State. We're not going like all over the country.
Lots of events.
Yeah.
And pretty big area, mm-hmm. Especially in Washington State, to have these events. What does participation look like? What are the age ranges? How do folks get registered? What does that entire process look like for folks who might be interested in going out and doing this?
Yeah, people can find registration info. Our events are public for the most part. Again, we do put on private events on request, you know, but most of what we do is public events, and people can just sign up at our websites, you know, Northwest Trail Runs, nwtrailruns.com, streetscramble.com, and navraces.com are the websites. You know, people, you know, we get kids participating, we get folks of all ages participating, we get people who are just out there to have a nice time in the park and walk the course. We get people who are aspiring U.S. team members and, you know, in trail running or mountain running. You know, we get everything in between. So, you know, I'm doing this because I want to share something that's been really so important and meaningful in my life with other people and as many other people as possible. So, I mean, I'd say our focus is really on being welcoming and inclusive to everyone who wants to participate.
Again, with my background, having some of those outdoor education, outdoor recreation classes, I've never done competitive orienteering, but for folks who are interested, or folks like me who might have that little bit of experience, what advice do you have for anyone who's just beginning or just wants to get into kind of this activity? What is your advice for them?
My generic advice to anyone who's new to something, I think, would be just really embrace and follow your curiosity. That's what I did to get where I am. And it's, you know, I'd say it's really worked well for me. I've embraced my curiosity, and I've really embraced, even though I'm competed at a high level, I'm not there for the competition. I'm there for the enjoyment, and I'm there because I love doing it. So, you know, I would really, you know, encourage anyone to take that approach. You know, the other thing is, there's a lot of people in all the recreational communities that I've been around, almost without exception. There's so many people around who are really wanting to welcome others and help. So accept the help, you know, use it. You know, my coach once said, I guess a third thing is listen, but not too credulously, you know, because sometimes, you know, especially with new folks, people are happy to bend your ear. You know, they're like, here's someone who's gonna, you know, who I can talk to. And people have a different, you know, different takes and stuff. So it's good to get lots of different perspectives and before you believe one too strongly. So I think the final thing I would say for newcomers is to be really gentle with yourself, because I've seen people who, and this is more for someone who's wanting to develop an expertise in something, you know, who wants to do more than just taste it, but really get good at something. Don't expect to be great right away, but don't underestimate what you can do by, you know, hard work and persistence in the long term.
Absolutely. Giving yourself that space to understand that you're not going to accomplish this or be perfect at it the first time through really opens up kind of more about what you were saying, being able to listen to others, to take in those experiences from others who have been in it, pick and choose, find out what works best for you. With these races, it sounds like, again, there's a lot of them open to all ages. For folks who want to know more about what you do, is there anything outside of the races that you put on? Are there classes? Are there instruction courses? What does that look like outside of the races itself?
We once in a while will do classes. Sometimes we'll do them with a partner organization, you know, where it's like, hey, we'd like to host it's just kind of a way of doing outreach and, mm-hmm. and reaching, you know, getting other folks involved and kind of doing a favor to our partners. We've done like map and compass classes that way, for example. You know, I would say for navigation in particular, there's a pretty long learning curve, and the Cascade Orienteering Club is kind of a partner of our, I mean, I started with the Cascade Orienteering Club okay. and I'm a life member and they do an excellent job. They have a fantastic youth program. They have events throughout the year and they have free newcomer instruction at every event and they're low cost. So I would really encourage people to check them out. They're going to be your best source for information on map and compass. I know the Mountaineers does programs. My partner went through their program and on navigation as well. They do a nice job. So, you know, there's lots of options for learning. With trail running, it's really just a matter of getting out and trying it and maybe connecting with other folks. There's lots of groups online. So it's pretty easy to get started. It's really just running on a trail for trail running. It's that simple. It's easy to get concerned about, you know, do I have the right gear and stuff like that? You just need a pair of running shoes. They don't need to be special running shoes. You know, that's all optional.
Well, being part of the world competitions that you mentioned, having this company now, Meridian Geographics, it sounds like you've kind of been really all over the world doing these sorts of activities. What has been the best place for you to have gone through one of these races or competitions?
Wow, that's a hard one. You know, one thing I really appreciate about doing this is the variety of places that I've been. You know, if I just kind of just sort of interrogate my mind and just ask it to come up with like kind of a peak experience, it wasn't even a race. It was just a training I did once in Norway at a place called Luahaya, which was just this beautiful forest. We had fantastic weather. And it was just such a joy to just be running out through the rocky balds and marshes and, you know, pine forests. So that was really, that wasn't even a race, but it was, that was one of my favorite experiences, I think, from my travels.
Well, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Definitely top of the list for places to go.
Yeah.
Norway.
Yeah, definitely.
Staying closer to home then, in Washington State, for those folks who might not be able to get to Norway to do this, what about in Washington State? Is there a favorite spot for you to maybe host one of your events or that you've done personally?
So again, like it's so hard to pick one because we've got so much variety of beautiful terrains and locations in our state. You know, I would say the Middle Fork Valley is really one of my favorite places to trail run. It's pretty low down, so it's actually accessible for a lot of the year. It doesn't get quite as snowy as some of the higher elevations, and it's still like way out there with old growth, Doug firs, and just absolutely stunning scenery. So I would say I would really recommend that as a trail running destination. We also put on a run there in the fall. And, you know, I really like the Channeled Scablands as well. And we've put on runs there. We've put on navigation events there. And that's another one of my favorite places to go.
I will have to check those out. Not as familiar with those. So might not be doing the orienteering or any sort of navigation race, but we'll definitely have to check those out from some hiking or for some trail running. This sounds like great places to be. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Today, we're talking to Eric Bone from Meridian Geographics, or MerGeo. It is a company that produces events that promote exploration of the outdoors. So, Eric, you had mentioned the Mountaineers. They have a facility here in Magnuson Park. For MerGeo, what is the company's connection to Magnuson Park?
Yeah, it goes pretty far back. When I was at the University of Washington in college, we started an orienteering and running club there, actually. And I was involved in remapping the park for orienteering and organizing an orienteering event there, I think in the early to mid-90s. I think it was 93 or 4 when we did that. I've taught orienteering classes at Magnuson Park in the early to mid-2000s. And I remember renting a classroom in the Brig for the indoor sessions for those classes. And this is sort of a tangential connection, but I taught orienteering to some of the middle schoolers at Seattle Waldorf School. I think that was around 2001 or so. And I only mention that because their high school is now at the park. We've been a tenant here for about 16 years. And we were originally sharing space with Northwest Runner magazine back when it was still up and running. And at that time, we were in the second floor of Building 30. I think that's now that's been redeveloped for park department offices. But we're now upstairs neighbors with you with space in Building 138 here.
Glad to have you as a neighbor. And it sounds like you and Mergio have been around Magnuson Park for a long time. What drew you to the park? What made it kind of an ideal place to put on those orienteering events with your school, with your club? What made it an ideal spot to kind of have an office currently with Mergio?
What drew me to it from an events standpoint is that it's, you know, we live in the Puget Sound lowlands here, and most of the natural terrain is dense forest. So having this artificial terrain that used to be a a naval air station, you know, it's kind of a happy accident. We have this grassland here, and you know, it's becoming increasingly grown up with understory and even forest in places. But it's, yeah, so it's a different terrain. So I love the variety of it. I love the views and the openness. And so that's fun from an exploring standpoint and from an orienteering standpoint. And then in terms of, you know, what makes it a great location for us is, you know, its location here is pretty central for our events and for a lot of our staff. And it works tremendously well logistically in terms of having space for our trailers and our, you know, being able to store our equipment here. And there's generally plenty of parking, except if there's a huge event going on. But, you know, that's fairly rare in terms of us having any problem getting in and out. And yeah, it's fun to be here with other organizations that are doing really interesting things. So, you know, the way we came to the park was actually kind of a lucky accident, because I was running with Club Northwest on their cross country team. And there was a volunteer requirement to do some kind of service for the club. So they said, go help Martin Rideau, the editor of Northwest Runner, in his office. So Terry and I went to the office and we're helping him out. I think our assignment was actually to make him a display rack for his records.
Okay.
He had all these old records with beautiful, you know, beautiful covers, and he wanted to display them in the office. So we made him a rack to display the records. And learned in the course of chatting with him that he had some extra space that he could share with us. And I think the park said that was fine and subsequently asked us to make it official by signing paperwork to become an official tenant. So, yeah.
Well, a long and storied history here in Magnuson Park. With all of these events, these races, programs that you have going through Mergio, you mentioned the websites. Could you mention those one more time for folks who are just tuning in?
Yeah. So our Northwest Trail Runs website is just nwtrailruns.com. That's where we have information about the approximately 35 events a year that we host or co-host. And we've got navraces.com for our wilderness navigation races and streetscramble.com for our urban orienteering races.
So lots going on at Mergio. For folks who want to learn more, you've thrown out some websites. What other options are there for folks who want to learn more? Are there social media profiles? Are there newsletters? What does it look like for folks who want to learn more about Mergio?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook. NW Trail Runs, Street Scramble, and Navigation Races are our Facebook handles. And we're also Northwest_Trail_Runs on Instagram. We also have an email list, which we maintain for our different activities, and people can sign up The best way now to sign up, because our contact form is actually our email sign up form on our website is currently broken. But if they email events@mergio.com, we can get that taken care of. And in addition, I'm old school. I answer the phone and people can find my phone number at the bottom of our websites. And I'm always happy to chat with people if they have questions or need anything.
All right. Well, Mergio, that's MERGEO.com for the website. Make sure to check that out. Check out the social media pages for Mergio for the races that they put on as well. And make sure to subscribe to that email list or reach out to Eric on the phone if you want to find out more. For folks who might be looking to get more involved with Mergio, are there volunteer opportunities? Do you need volunteers for the events or the races you put on? What does that look like for folks who want to get more involved maybe on the business side or the event side of things?
We really are dependent upon our enthusiastic core of volunteers for putting on. We put on so many events and we love having the volunteers. We depend on volunteers. I think it's fun too. It's just a fun way to spend half a day or a day, you know, supporting your fellow mm-hmm. outdoor recreation enthusiasts. And if people want to get involved, they can email volunteer@mergio.com. Our volunteer coordinator, Michael, takes great care of our volunteers and he gives really good instructions. So it makes it super easy to get involved.
What sort of opportunities are out there for folks who are looking to volunteer?
Well, at our runs, for example, people could work an aid station. They could help at the finish line. They could help check people in or get people registered when they show up in the morning for the run. Sometimes we need road crossing staff at some of our events that have road crossings, help with parking, you know, directing folks where to park and if we're managing an area intensively for parking. So those are some of the roles. I'd say my personal favorite, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm usually not given a specific job, or if I am, it's at the finish line. But once in a while, it's like, Eric, we need you to go work an aid station. It's like, please don't throw me in the briar patch. I love working aid stations. It's so fun to support folks when they're out on the course. So that's for our running events, you know, and we have similar roles for our other events.
Well, with all of those events going on, it does sound like there's all sorts of opportunities for folks who do want to volunteer. As we're wrapping up here, are there any ongoing events or upcoming events or programs that you wanted to highlight?
I would say our Tuesday night series is coming up starting in June. And you have 6 events in the series and the shortest are 4 kilometers. So it's really doable for anybody who's, you know, just getting started in running. We get a lot of youth participation in those. But, you know, really, there's a lot of trail running going on in Seattle. We're not even the only ones putting them on. So the other program I would probably want to highlight isn't even ours. It's the Cascade Orienteering Club, which I talked about before. And they mm-hmm. do such a good job. They have a youth program in the winter and they have events throughout the year that are really welcoming to folks who are just learning navigation.
All right. Well, a shout out to the Cascade Orienteering Club. As we're signing off here, just one more question for you. Do you have a favorite song, current or all time?
Oh, man. This is where I'm guaranteed to alienate people, right? I hate questions like this. No, you know, I don't really have a favorite song, but I knew you're going to ask this. So I did come up with one. I'm a child of the 80s and you know, definitely like got into breakdancing at that time and stuff. And Ollie and Jerry's There's No Stopping Us would probably be my pick. It's such an uplifting song.
Great.
So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you humoring me on that question and definitely appreciate having you here in the studio, learning about Mergio and all that you do. Thank you so much for being here, Eric.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Eric Bone at Meridian Geographics, or MerGeo, a Seattle-based company that produces events that promote exploration of the outdoors. To learn more about Meridian Geographics, visit mergeo.com. That's MERGEO.com. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park, the Northwest Art Alliance Best of the Northwest Spring Show will take place on April 15th and 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. The two-day show offers handmade art in all mediums by 100 talented artists. Check out nwartalliance.org for more information. Also, the L. Kelly Lyles Exhibit Closing Reception will take place on April 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Magnuson Park Gallery. Check out space@magnuson.org for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune in to Space 101.1 FM on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. Next week, we'll be learning about the Good Times Project, a nonprofit organization that offers access to caring spaces at no cost for families affected by childhood cancer through camps, programs, and events. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day. And go Mariners. Walking.